Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 2nd, 2012, start of a new week, start of a new month here. And if you tuned in expecting to hear Ryan Dawson, what happened is this. I'm a witness in this little kind of a court case. And hang on, forgive the noise. I'm leaving things turned on here that shouldn't be on. And the thing got postponed, so I'm doing my show today. But for those of you who wanted to hear Ryan, we've got him with us today as a guest, so he can spend a little bit of time this morning with us. Ryan, thank you for taking time with us to help do the show today.
No problem. That was out of your hands, so you know it is what it is. It's good to be a guest anyway.
Well,
I get
you're
to talk,
you're
and I don't have as much pressure.
That's a one way to look at it. Well, just to put the pressure back on to you, this thing is still going to go forward unless there's a plea bargain or something. And so we are going to have you guest host my show. There are things coming up like around a Memorial Day and when I'm taking Claire to this big music convention in Cincinnati in July, I'm going to be needing as much guest hosting from you as I can possibly get. But I know a lot of your fans were very, very disappointed that you're not actually getting the microphone for the entire 2 hours today, but I did want to have you on. What is basically, top of your consciousness in terms of news today?
Well, mine is a local. It's on TEPCO because, well, they're always depressing news, but I did a little video recently explaining how they're asking for a government bailout, and the way they painted it was, oh, we need this money to help compensate victims from Fukushima, which is complete BS because they're having to pay because of their piss-poor standards on disaster prevention, yada, yada. You know, they've been lying about radiation and everything else.
Yes, they have.
But, yeah, and, well, so has the government, too. So I don't want people to think, like, one's good, the other's bad. Just of the two, TEPCO's worse, though. But they've been lying and lying, and so they were forced. The government told the executives to stick it and to lower their salaries, and they had to pay first because what TEPCO did originally is they just started laying everyone off, and the government, with heavy pressure from the public, said no. The fat cats are going to have to pay. So then they come whining and crying and say, we need a bailout. And it looked like that it wasn't going to happen, but something happened because, I'm sorry, it's bad news, but the government is now saying they're going to fork over the trillion yen, which is about $12 billion, but they want 51% stake in TEPCO. So it's going to be nationalized.
Well, they can inherit that mess as well. As usual, the money junkies cut the corners, made a bunch of profit, and when it falls apart, they dump the costs onto the people. There was an interesting little story that we put up over the weekend. Apparently, one of the other power stations down the coast from Fukushima actually had a much higher tsunami wall, and apparently the tsunami wall, was the result of this one executive who said, I don't care what the minimum requirement is. We know from past history this place gets taller tsunamis. And he literally waged a one-man war to say, you've got to build this wall taller. And when the big tsunami hit, it basically was kept out of the power station by the wall, something like a one-foot clearance. And if they built it the way the other money junkies had said, that reactor would have been destroyed the way Fukushima was. But because this one guy looked at the history and said, we know the tsunamis come in here taller. We've got to build this thing taller. And he literally campaigned all by himself for years to finally get him to say, all right, shut up. We'll build it taller. And it saved the power station. Unfortunately, he passed away before it happened. So we can't go back and pat him on the back and say, you did the right thing. But we need to recognize that we can have safe nuclear power, safe petroleum power, safe everything, as long as the key safety decisions are not under the control of the money junkies. It's like
right.
The situation we're seeing down in San Onofre, where they're now finding that San Onofre actually tried to enlarge its generating capacity and told the NRC, oh, it's just routine replacements. So there was no new inspections. There was the wrong alloy in the heat tubes. Again, money junkie thinking. We're going to take a break for commercials here, and we will be right back with Ryan Dawson.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open. Area code 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in the control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're talking with Ryan Dawson. We're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about San Onofre, now appears to be down for the count at least. And again, victim of money junkie thinking. They tried to increase the power output of the reactor in order to increase their profitability, and they sort of kind of fudged about telling the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that they'd gone in there with a whole new bunch of heat transfer tubes of possibly not the best alloy they should have had to resist the effects of radiation. See, one of the things that makes nuclear reactors so tricky to deal with is over time the radiation itself starts to fatigue the metal, and some metals are more susceptible to fatigue than others. Every once in a while, some reactors will literally allow the system to overheat to re-anneal and strengthen the metal. That can kind of get out of control. That's part of what was going on when Chernobyl exploded. So it's a very, very reckless way of dealing with. And again, you've got like Vermont Yankee, the power station up there, where the company that is running it had promised they would shut it down at the end of the reactor's effective lifespan. And now they've gone to court to say, well, we don't have to obey that part of the contract because we can still get more money out of this reactor, and it's already leaking. So it's a very, very dangerous situation. You can have safe nuclear power. You can have safe pharmaceuticals. You can have safe petroleum products. You can have safe everything as long as the safety decisions are not being made by the money junkies who always, without fail, will cut safety to save a few bucks. They refused to imagine the worst case scenario. They put in whatever the legally required minimum is and cross their fingers, and when it all falls apart, they point fingers at each other. We're coming up here on the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, and it's a celebration of one of history's greatest failures. Failure of the ship design, failure of the captain, failure of the cruise line management, on and on and on. And everywhere you find, corners were being cut to save money, using wrought iron rivets instead of steel rivets. Not enough lifeboats. Only one pair of binoculars for the lookout, so when that one was lost, they didn't have a spare. All the money was spent on the fluff and the luxury and the actual making sure the ship was going to get where it needed to go. Now they cut back on that. Transverse watertight bulkheads only up to just above the waterline. No longitudinal watertight bulkheads. The list goes on and on. Of all these places where decisions were made to save money and save cost and increase profitability without realizing that they set the stage for this horrible cascade of events that led to the loss of the ship on her maiden voyage. Anyway, Ryan, I didn't mean to go off on that topic, but sometimes it seems to me, and I'm dealing with this right now trying to get our What Really Happened website improved. We seem to have run into some problems that have actually caused more damage than good right now. And it seems like complexity tends to feed on itself, and it tends to grow exponentially. And I think we look back at history, and we start to realize that as social or civil systems or any kind of systems grow in complexity past the point of the population to management, that basically is the herald of a coming major collapse, a new dark ages. And it seems that our computer systems, which used to be really simple, like Commodore 64 and Apple, they've become hideously complicated to the point where we can't find people who can actually manage and repair them any longer. And it's all been done in the name of profitability. And yes, plug this in and run it. And when it breaks, buy a new one. Planned obsolescence. But in a nation that has become dependent on these computer systems, and our radio station here is dependent on the computer systems, when they break and you can't find somebody to actually fix it, you're in a world of hurt. Now, for the money junkies, they're saying, well, just go to the bank and borrow more money and buy the new updated one. But if you don't have the cash flow to do that, you know, and we're seeing all around us businesses going out of business, you know, the complexity of our infrastructure is literally paralyzing us. It's why we can't compete with all these other countries anymore. Anyway, Ryan, I've been yakking along, and let's give you a little bit more of the mic time for the people who tuned in to hear you. We know that TEPCO lied very much about the radiation. Here in Hawaii, as the radioactive, or rather as the plume of tsunami debris starts washing into our waters, we're starting to see some high radiation spikes here locally. You know, we were out of the safety window on this morning's reading.
It's in the water. Ron, I wanted to say, give credit. The guy you're talking about from Onagawa that fought so hard to get the seawall larger, his name was Hidai Yanosuke.
Yeah, that's him. Yanosuke. That's him.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's the kind of people we... That's the kind of people we need in charge of these things. And, again, a good example, Challenger, which was a horrible disaster, and I actually knew one of the crew members, could have been avoided. The people who actually designed and built those solid rocket boosters were screaming at NASA, do not launch these things when they're frozen. And the money junkie said, oh, no, we've got TV watching us. We've got the teacher in space. We have political considerations. And they launched Challenger, and it blew up, and everybody started pointing fingers because they weren't listening to the people who were thinking about the quality of the product. And that's always a mistake.
And they didn't really explain that after the fact either. I remember watching that on TV. I think I was in like second or third grade. But I remember it being a big mystery as to why it blew up. They wouldn't explain, even though they knew why and had warned them beforehand, that really didn't come out until the age of the Internet.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It was always these things happen, and no, it wasn't. The burn-throughs on, and again, the original design for the SRBs had called for heavier materials and a double seal, and they said, we don't really need it. And the reality is it actually wound up costing them more money because the original design for the SRBs is they were supposed to be reusable, and most of the segments were coming back not really reusable because they had deformed so much from the internal pressure. So it never really worked as an idea. There had been prior burn-throughs on the seals, but because the flame never really hit anything important, they said, we can live with this. And then, of course, that one burn through on Challenger hit the strut holding the SRB to the external fuel tank. And when that failed, the SRB ruptured the fuel tank, and that was kind of the end of that whole situation.
The BP oil drill is another disaster, is another example, too. You know, the drilling got deeper, but the regulations on safety sure didn't get stronger.
Oh, they certainly didn't. In a lot of cases in the American oil fields, they're waived. The entire Deepwater Horizon oil spill disaster could have been blocked with a device called an acoustic blowout preventer, which is an automated safety system that simply listens to the pipe at the wellhead, and if it hears a giant gas bubble coming up, it shuts off automatically. And these cost about $500,000 each, and they're required equipment pretty much around the world, anywhere there's an oil-producing nation, except the United States of America. And they didn't have one of those at the Deepwater Horizon, and indeed, the blowout preventer they were using, the manual blowout preventer, had gone 4 years past its required preventive maintenance. So it was a dubious operation. And again, it's all in the name of maximizing profits and getting more money. And then when there's a disaster, you know, we get the president to go down and go swimming in water that's kind of sort of maybe close to the Gulf of Mexico and insist it's safe. Go ahead, eat the seafood. And if you don't, we'll feed it to the soldiers.
Photo op. You know, what's ironic is they won't spend money on safety for things as serious as nuclear power plants or oil spills. But when it comes to the military-industrial complex, they will dump money on every bell and whistle possible. A good example would be the Bradley fighting vehicle.
Exactly.
I think they kept adding stuff from about 1968 to 1980-something to that thing. It's supposed to be a transport vehicle. It ended up being like a tank scout transport video slash everything imaginable. It was amphibious, all this unnecessary junk. But,
well,
you know,
it was supposed to be amphibious, but by the time they got done, it wouldn't float. And,
well, I mean,
yeah,
they made it with aluminum instead of steel. It's like crazy.
It was. And when aluminum burns, it produces a very, very toxic gas. And aluminum will burn. It's one of the components of solid rocket fuel, I might add. And do you remember the story about the sheep?
It's actually
in the book and the movie The Pentagon Wars, which is about the Bradley. And this one guy who was trying to make sure this thing was going to be safe for the troops, he said, I want to put some sheep in the thing and shoot at it and see if the sheep come out alive. And there was like this whole thing about they tried to bog him down for years with the selection process of the sheep and what kind of sheep they were going to use. And when he finally got his test, they took the sheep and burned the bodies before he could even examine why they were dead when they came out of the Bradley. It was just that obvious, and it's all about politics, and it's all about money, and it's really very sad. Anyway, we're kind of going back into the past here, and we do have a lot of stuff to talk about today. So, Ryan, is there anything else before we let you go?
Well, I'll just mention a couple other things besides Pentagon Wars. People should read Richard Cummings' article, Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. And also a woman named Danae Razor wrote one called Lockheed, The Ultimate Pay to Play, if you want to get into military profiteering. And that really is the issue here. When we look at our wars in the Middle East, have nothing to do with liberating people or anything. This is Israeli interest, where they overlap with the Pentagon's industrial complex interests. They have one's financial, the other is ideological, both are psychotic, and that is why we're going to war, and we cannot have it. Support Ron Paul, and I'll let you hear to do the rest of the show.
Okay, I need you to stick around. We got a caller on the line, and I know we've got about 30 seconds till the music here, but I need you to stay through the break. We've got a caller who wants to talk to you about your new movie and very strange sort of resistance and reluctance to talk about it. So we've got about 25 seconds here. Rich in Oklahoma. Aloha, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and you've got 15 seconds to say something to Ryan, and then we're going to bring you back when we come back from commercials, okay?
Yeah, I just got done watching the film, and I really enjoyed it. I saw it had a lot of nice updates from War by Deception.
Good.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Rich, stay on the line. Ryan, stay on the line. We will be right back.
Berkey
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Ryan Dawson, and we have a caller on the line. Rich in Oklahoma was talking about Ryan's new movie and some of the resistance that seems to be forming up around it. So, Rich, do you got anything more to add for Ryan?
Well, you know, I just kind of discovered Ryan's work, I'd say, a few months ago, and I've been following him on YouTube and Facebook, and that's how actually I got the phone number to call in. And I just got done watching the film, and I'd seen War by Deception before. And I think for me it was, you know, this is like an update of War by Deception, but I'm not sure if that was Ryan's intent. But, you know, I definitely did learn some new things about the, you know, Israeli car bombers, or I'm not really sure how to frame that at the beginning of the film. And I was just, and I know that Ryan had got some, I think, FOIA documents about that. And was kind of
yeah,
excited.
I got hold of the whole 550-page reports along with the polygraphers and the police. And some of it was still redacted, but I was able to deduce who said what by looking at the size of the spaces and comparing names and comparing it with stuff I already knew from newspaper reports from the Jewish Daily Forward and other sources. And through this long process of deduction, pretty much had an unredacted version of the events. But I think most damning in that is knowing what the urban moving system guys were doing the day before 9/11 and how they had scouted out Dorsic Towers and everything. And so all that's in the new film and had mass resistance. Of course, YouTube wouldn't allow it, no matter what I did to it, no matter what name I did to it. So I put it on Vimeo, same as my film about the H word, which would get you arrested in Canada or Europe. And so, you know, it's online. My site was down all day today, but my nerds got it back up. So my nerds are better than theirs. Whoever did the denial of service attack, I always get that every time I put a movie on. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's shaved down to it's only about 9/11. War by Deception was about Iraq and anthrax and neocons and PNAC and all this other stuff. And it had a little 9/11. War by Deception is kind of a bit about everything. But this is more like a detailed hour and 20-minute movie just on 9/11.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that. And that's kind of why, you know, for me, and I'm not saying this is the way it is, but I placed it kind of like within War by Deception. One of the interesting things about your work that I've seen, and I think I heard you made this comment, you know, is that YouTube will upload all these kind of, you know, no tower theories and missile theories and all this, you know, any video that kind of, you know, tries
off into cuckoo land, yeah.
Yeah, it tries to deconstruct that. And I think one of your statements in this new film was, you know, if you're not looking at Israel, you're not really looking at 9/11. And it's really something new to me because I just, you know, and I was one of those guys who was, you know, kind of caught up in how did the buildings collapse and, you know, oh, these neocons or who, you know, who's responsible. And you don't really see too many people talking about Israel. And one of the paths that I've been led down and kind of from your work is this issue with the ADL and, you know, things like the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, is that there are
organizations. There was a damning review of War by Deception. I was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, and they called it just conspiracy work. They had it paired up with some, like, white supremacist idiot. And it was just total slander. Now, Haaretz rejected it. The Jerusalem Post kept the story, but, of course, Hollinger Inc. runs them with Richard Pearl and Kissinger and that bunch, so that was no surprise. But, you know, you have to stay grounded and stick to the facts. And if you look at what happened before and after 9/11 and during, Israel's all over it, including the anthrax attack. I mean, the Israelis said they witnessed a transfer of anthrax from Iraqi officials to Mohammed Atta in a meeting in Prague. And of course, there was no meeting in Prague, and Iraq didn't have anthrax, and neither did Al-Qaeda. It ended up coming from within the U.S. I mean, you could look at it, you can compare it to the Oklahoma City bombing, and you can think of the 9/11 hijackers were like the Timothy McVeigh useful idiots, and their outsourced handlers would be like the Andre Strassmeyers. FEMA would be playing FEMA, and Bruce Ivins would be like Kenneth Trinadu, tortured in jail, and he committed suicide as well. Or, well, he was suicided, you could say.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah, more like that.
It's more suicided. OD'd on Tylenol, you know. So with Perry Mixell, same sciences, same place. She was killed. And then you have the mainstream media, of course, ignoring the live reports about bombs in the buildings and rumors from Judith Miller tried to blame both cases on Iraq, and the CCTV cameras in both cases were confiscated and classified from the Pentagon, yeah, and from the federal building. I mean, they'd done it before, so people think, you know, oh, how would they have the courage to do something like that? They'd already blown up a nursery. I mean, they've already blown up buildings in the U.S. before. Clearly, Oklahoma City had bombs in the building. I mean, they defused the bombs. There's no question about it. And but I think people get too fixated on the physical, you know, collapsing of the towers. You have to look more into who did it and who was in there. And my film has the people arrested with fake passes. Denko Mechanical front company has an absolute business address. There was no company, but they hired these people. They got bailed out for $500,000. And they're, you know, mechanics still aren't making that. And they're coming from Jerusalem, and they all fled. Dominic Suter, of course, in the Dancing Israelis, I think is more well-known. But how about the bombers from the George Washington Bridge, arrested as well? If you look at the timelines and how they lied, Lauren Schmel, who I call the schmuck, lying to the police about their whereabouts, how they'd scouted it the day before. I mean, I really recommend
the
film.
All right, we got to take a break here. I'm sorry, this is a very short segment. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back here to wrap up with Ryan Dawson and Rich. Anyway, I know we got callers on the line we got to get to. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Ryan Dawson. We're just finishing up with Rich in Oklahoma. Rich, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'm actually doing my PhD work on this topic, conspiracy theories of 9/11 in particular. And one thing that I've noticed is that most people kind of like have this narrative of 9/11. They're like, oh yeah, two buildings came down as a result of two planes, and they don't even recognize things like Building 7, what the Truth Movement is calling the smoking gun. And, you know, that kind of puts me in a position where I think that a film like both films like of Dawson's are kind of more for the advanced or more critical-minded people. But then again, I also kind of think that maybe this is where people should start because they don't kind of analyze some of the more outlandish stuff. But, you know, that's kind of something I'm exploring in my own work.
Well, that's definitely an important issue. We know that there's a segment of the population that absolutely does not want to deal with the idea that the government of this country has gone rogue, and they will gratefully cling to any propaganda that the corporate media offers them that allows them to go on living their comfortable little illusion. But again, they're falling into the same trap as the so-called good Germans did under Nazi Germany. If I just believe what I'm told and don't do anything wrong, nothing bad will happen to me. And of course, a lot of good things did happen to all those Germans who went along with Hitler and just said, yes, I believe what you say and I will do what you say and all will be well. And it didn't really work out. Rich, I'm going to let you go here. And Ryan, we have one more caller who wants to talk to you about your films. Patrick in Rhode Island. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ryan, how's it going? Nice to finally talk to you.
And that's my middle name, Patrick.
No kidding. That's my older brother's name is Ryan. But anyway, I just wanted to talk, you know, kind of add on to what Rich said and, you know, kind of get into what personal accountability of the individual who might watch a film, which is, you know, one of the greatest myth-busting films I think I've ever seen. I've seen it a bunch of times. I haven't seen the new one yet. I'm looking forward to it, really.
I put a lot of info on there about the Dancing Israelis, you know. I'm sure you probably heard when they went on the talk show and did the oh, and played stupid. But what I found very interesting there is Omir Mamari is on the talk show with Yaron and Oded Elner, but it was Sylvan Kersberg who's in the pictures. They took 76 photographs. He's the one flicking the green lighter in the photos, and he's not on the show. They've swapped places, and he's in the audience. So they're interviewing one of the guys who wasn't there. He was at the White Glove with one of the handlers. So Mamari is on the show, yet he wasn't in the photos at Dorsic Towers. You know why they got rid of Kersberg. Those were the two Mossad agents that popped up, him and his brother Paul.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, just to add to that, too, you know, when you get into, like, Dominic Suter and, you know, Urban Moving Systems and, you know, everything that happened with Just Raimondo, like I said, you know, as a young person, as somebody who's, you know, part of your base, you know, everybody that likes to watch your film, you know, you read that, and once, you know, you have the first myth that's deconstructed, and you see your film, you start reading more, you start investigating, you start taking it upon yourself to find out more, and you see things like Justin Raimondo on antiwar.com, or, you know, what Scott Wharton has said before, other guys like that, and you take it upon yourself to get this information from other people and good sources, people that, you know, you also talk about, too. And like I said, you know, everything with Dominic Suter, Urban Moving Systems, you know, once one myth falls, you know, as an individual, you're able to find out everything else that you're getting from, you know, mainstream media news sources is garbage. And, you know, like I said, you know, I tell all my friends, and you know what I mean? You know, like I was saying earlier on your Facebook page, too, if you have a personal responsibility to the truth, you know, the truth stands on its own. And I think, you know, with this film, you know, it's one of the best ones I've ever seen, like I said, so I just wanted to leave it at that.
I think that's where it is, and you definitely have to read because it's really hard to make a movie, and you can't shove everything in there that you could possibly write. I wrote this long thing called Iraq 9/11 PNAC, All Roads Lead to Israel, and that's the thing to read. But I think to get people who don't really care or don't know why they should care first, you kind of have to start with a video. I mean, that's just reality of things. More people want to watch a film than read, and if that gets them interested in it, I think at a certain point the scale just falls from your eyes because they're not just lying about 9/11. They're lied about Iraq. They lied about Libya. They lied about Iran right now. They lie about everything. And it isn't just the U.S. government. It's government pretty much across the board.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, I'm a big fan, you know, big supporter. This was really the most eye-opening thing for me. You know, I had learned about you from my father a few years back, and then I had started to follow up on anti-neocons, Rise 2 Cents. Then out came Facebook, and I think, you know, it's slow to start with people to, you know, watch this film. But once they do, I find that a lot of people that I know, once they watch it and they see it, they see what the truth is. And like I said, when they follow up with reading guys like, you know, Justin Raimondo and listening to Scott Wharton, you know, other people like that, and listen to Mike Rivero, I mean,
I guarantee your father probably found my site from Mike's site because a lot of, almost a good, I don't know, probably the majority of the traffic on my site is coming from whatreallyhappened.com. And because what happens is after Mike links to it, other people see it and then they link to it. But that's where it's all starting. So that's where I've gotten my voice. So you should thank Mike Rivero.
You make me blush.
Well, it's true. Right, I mean, that's the reality of it.
Hearing the two of you guys today, I mean, that's like thunder and lightning to the neocons and the money junkies, and it's just good to hear. I mean, I'm a little nervous. It's the first time caller here, but, you know, like I said, you know, it's great to talk to you, Rye. Really thankful for what you do. A lot of my friends always tell me the same thing, that, you know, it's great to get on there and read it and see it, you know, and, you know, like I said, once the first myth falls, people take it upon themselves, and it's a slow-growing movement. I mean, you know, you see it with Ron Paul now, too. I mean, there's a lot of Ron Paul supporters out there, too, that really are just unaware of all this stuff, and it's not like it's, you know, like you explain it, you know, you the people with the missile theories and all the wacky, nonsensical stuff.
Well, that stuff's falling apart. You know what? It's getting faster and faster. Look at Nosamagate. Like, it used to take years and then months, but now things are getting debunked in days. Like this French shooter, for example, or in India, where when the Israelis bombed themselves. I mean, it's not taking long anymore. I used to beat my head on the wall because I would realize things like, how do I get the news out? And now I'll start writing something and find out, someone already did it. You know, people are awake now. They're web savvy. And, you know, Ron Paul has been a philosophical revolution for this country. No matter how he does in his election, he has started something that isn't going to die.
I agree. He's doing a lot of good. He's never going to get the nomination of the White House, but he's doing a lot of good just by staying in the campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, it's just I think it's just it's a slow growing process in the beginning, but I think it's off and running now. It's growth. It's pure. It's a wonderful thing. It's liberating. The truth really does set you free. And Mike, thank you too. I mean, you're a great radio host. Everything I've heard in your show. Fantastic stuff. I just want to say to the both of you, keep up the good work. Ryan, your other videos too, stuff that you talk about, everything from religion, all the way up to detailed things like Dominic Souter and things to that effect. All great stuff. Big fan, my friends, my family, on behalf of all of them too. Thank you.
Well, I might be all making one about Fukushima here if I get the willpower.
They are exhausting, aren't they? I'm just starting to get into making more of my own videos and stuff here and working with Claire on her music and everything. So we're starting to do that. Rich, we're going to let you go here. And Ryan, I think we're going to let you go here as well. Any parting words?
Just support Ron Paul, also Karen Kotowski and Jenny Werman for Congress. Got to get rid of Bob Goodlatte. I'll do a video on him tomorrow. You'll know why. But thanks, Mike. 3:40 in the morning, so I'm going to hit the sack.
Yeah, thank you very much for being up for this thing. All right, we're going to switch over to George in, I think it's Texas. George, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What is on your mind today?
Well, you talk about the money junkies. There's a little scandal starting to get ready to brew here. It's the same developer in Texas that's in Florida, and they're starting to find out that a lot of building inspectors were paid off, and a lot of these $500,000 houses were built with absolute crap, and they're falling apart.
Oh, yeah, we see that all over the place. I mean, this unit that we're living in right now, that's a big problem with building inspectors getting bought off. It's cheaper to do that than actually build quality buildings. And as more and more homes go into foreclosure, and the people, there's nobody living in them to constantly keep them maintained, it becomes very obvious how quickly they start falling apart. They're not really designed to last and be durable. It's just a constant case of, and it's just another way of getting money out of the people. You're constantly buying new pieces of plumbing, new pieces of wiring, new pieces of this, new pieces of that. Again, it's all about getting the maximum work product out of the people for the minimum amount of upkeep. And we got the same problem here in Hawaii. All kinds of situations like that.
The thing is, when I moved to Texas, I bought a house really cheap. I found it was like too good to be true. But I bought the house anyway because the owner wanted to get rid of it because they claimed it was haunted. I haven't had no instance since I've been here. But I'm just saying this house is built solid as a rock. It's over 100 years old. And, it withstood a hurricane, right? All the other houses were falling apart. This house withstood Hurricane Ike. With very little damage.
Well, there's reason for that conventional wisdom for an older house because generally 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, buildings were built to last. The idea of a building having a lifespan was considered absolutely ridiculous. Now it's the common situation. You'll put up a building and say, this is going to be here for 30 years, and that's all we're going to design for. And in 30 years, we'll tear it down and and that will be that. And it's that whole transient situation. But especially wood-framed houses from 50 to 100 years ago, unless they've been compromised by termites and rot, they're very sturdy and very earthquake-resistant. And again, it's whether the people building the building really wanted it to last. I think some of the best buildings in the world are built by people who plan on using them or living in them themselves. And when they're merely being built as a commodity, You know, then again, the money junkies come in and say, use thinner wiring. And it's almost a cultural stereotype. Go back and look at the movie The Towering Inferno. What started the fire? Oh, they used substandard wiring to save a few bucks. You know, it's a common pattern of life, and yet nobody seems to really want to do anything about it because it's a threat to the money and the profitability.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, the thing about this house, too, how it's designed, is that I don't have to turn on the air conditioner. The way the house is designed, air constantly circulates, and it's still always cool, no matter how hot it is outside. You ever heard of that kind of design?
No, I've heard of that kind of design. And before air conditioning, buildings were designed to take advantage of natural airflow and circulation. But as population gets denser, you don't have that luxury. And, of course, as soon as you get fans and heating and air conditioning, the home builders say, well, we don't have to think about that stuff anymore. They'll just turn on a button. And, you know, you just move into these little cookie-cutter boxes that line up on rows. We got a whole bunch of them here in Hawaii that are sitting empty. It was a huge real estate buildup, you know, going into the early 2000s, when everybody thought the real estate was exploding and there was money everywhere. They were building, you know, tearing out what was left of Oahu's agriculture and putting in housing developments. And you drive up there now, and maybe one out of every 12 houses actually has somebody living in it, and the rest are all have these very faded for sale signs all over them. They can't sell them.
Well, I'm just so happy I bought a house over 100 years old. I mean, Mike, and the other thing is I love restoring this house gradually. It's going to...
That's very rewarding. That's very rewarding. When I was a little tiny kid living in New Hampshire, the first house my parents got was this fixer-upper in Loudoun, and it was in really, really bad shape. And by the time they were done, it was a good, sturdy house, and it's still there, and all the improvements that we put in are still working. And, you know, if you do it yourself, it can be done right. But again, we live in a society that is completely dominated by the money junkies, and that means everything's going to be very expensive and built very cheap.
No. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go. I think we got one more caller here. John in California. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I was just listening to that, not the past caller, but the one before that who was on for a while discussing things with your guest who's now probably home asleep. But he kept mentioning Justin Raimondo, and for the life of me, Mike, I can't remember Justin Raimondo saying much of anything one way or another about 9/11. Do you know of anything?
Yeah, he's written quite a few articles on 9/11. Not recently. A lot of us are starting to say, you know, it was 10 years ago, and we need to start moving on and dealing with some of the more current things. But Justin wrote a lot of material on there, and he's got a very popular website, and a lot of people know who he is. And so, you know...
Maybe I'm just thinking of his recent articles in the last couple of years, because I don't remember him ever even taking a stance one way or another on 9/11.
He's kind of wandered away from it from the last couple of years, and so have I. You know,
okay.
I'm working on but no, when it first happened, everybody was writing about it, and Justin came out with a lot of the stuff where we began to pick apart the official story very, very, very quickly.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. All right. Okay, phone lines are open here, and I got stuff to talk about. Yesterday and going into today, of course, we're starting to see all these protests over the Trayvon Martin killing. And I just want to thank everybody who has so far kept these demonstrations peaceful. I was very worried about agent provocateurs getting in there and trying to turn it violent in order to create this illusion of a racial crisis that Obama can campaign on for November, or even worse, bring about a declaration of martial law. But so far, the demonstrations have been peaceful. The word has gotten out that violence only helps the government. And, you know, again, congratulations to everybody who's taking part in these protests and who is working to keep them peaceful. You're doing a very, very good thing. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but there have been some new developments in the case here. The Orlando Sentinel newspaper hired some acoustic forensics experts, and they compared the 911 tape, which had in its background the screams of the fight going on. And, of course, Trayvon Martin's friends are saying it's Trayvon screaming, and George Zimmerman's backers are saying, no, that's George screaming because Trayvon was attacking him. So the Orlando Sentinel hired these acoustics experts. They had a sample of George Zimmerman's voice to work from, and they compared it to the 911 call, and they said it's no way that it's him. It's not George Zimmerman screaming for help on the 911 call. So it's looking more and more like our self-appointed block captain from the Neighborhood Watch, took it upon himself to stalk Trayvon Martin. And Zimmerman's backers are saying, well, the Stand Your Ground law protects George Zimmerman. Actually, no, it protects Trayvon Martin, because Trayvon was the guy who was being followed by a guy, no badge, no uniform. You know, if you're in a neighborhood and you're being followed by a guy who seems to be following you, that's stalking. Now, another witness has come forward to basically destroy another part of George Zimmerman's claim that after he shot Trayvon, he was trying to help him and everything. And a new witness has come forward saying basically, actually, no, that George Zimmerman had Trayvon face down, had his hands pressed on his back, and never turned him over, tried to help him, just held him there while he bled out. The reality is, of course, that the police told Trayvon, told George Zimmerman to stop following Trayvon. At that point, George acted on his own recognizance and became the aggressor. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I want to talk about the economy a little bit. As you're probably aware, the so-called BRIC nations have abandoned the U.S. dollar as a trade currency, and they are forming their own central bank, the BRIC bank, to basically rival the World Bank and the IMF, and basically have a global financial system that is running on currencies other than the U.S. dollar. Now, the outgoing president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, just three days ago, was ridiculing the whole idea. Now he's done a 180 and said, yes, this would be a really good idea. And he says something very telling. He said that not having Russia and China as part of the World Bank system would be a mistake of historic proportion. So in his mind, what he's seeing is that this BRIC bank is going to come into being, and somehow the World Bank will link to it or partner with it to retain their control. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the reason the BRIC nations are dumping the dollar and forming their own banking system is they have come to understand that the model for banking used by the United States of America and the European Union and being forced on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet is a formula for national destruction such as we have seen in the United States of America. And I've been saying all along, this so-called clash of civilizations everyone talks about with all the wars that's going on, it's a fight between banking systems. Between the banking system we used to have when we started this country and the one that was imposed on us in 1913, followed by numerous world wars and poverty for the masses here. Now, as you probably are noticing, the prices of everything you are buying are going up. We're seeing it ourselves. And what's going on, of course, is in a nation that imports most of their goods, food and manufactured goods from other countries, as the dollar declines in value because of the overprinting by the Federal Reserve, it's stealing real purchasing power from you. I've been talking about Lord Ben Voldemort and his magic printing press, where he can take the value out of the money you've already worked for, already put in your pocket, already put in your savings account. That's a new thing. That's part of the power of a private central bank over you. Before that, when the value of the money was in the money itself, silver dollars, gold coins, whatever, the original monetary system of the United States of America, once you had earned that money and it was in your pocket, there was nothing the government or the banks could do to change its value or worth. It was under your control. You controlled your own money. You had the option of whether or not to use banks or not. Now in this fascist dictatorship under which we live, every piece of commerce has to go through a bank somewhere. Every piece of currency that you use is a loan at interest from the bank. And just by printing up more of those banknotes, the bank can destroy the value of the money in your pocket. And here's where the double whammy comes in, if you think about it. If you've had to borrow a bunch of money for your business and you're paying interest on it, and at the same time the Federal Reserve is putting out trillions and trillions of new dollars so that the money you borrowed buys even less than you thought it was going to, then you get hammered twice. It's a messed up system, and it needs to go away. And unfortunately, it plans to enforce its preeminence through military action. We're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Next.